Let's head to Iron County and catch up with Ryan McGilvery from the Department of Natural Resources out of Crystal Falls office. And Ryan, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be back on, Adam.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some deer and bear. And actually, I was going to ask you a little bit about fall turkey, too, if we have time. Not that there's a lot of people participating in fall turkey tags, but some people do, and it might be interesting to talk about. But how about we start with the grouse and woodcock, which have been fantastic.
Yeah, it has. It's really starting to pick up now. We're kind of getting to that peak time of the season for grouse and woodcock hunters. The leaves are starting to really fall, and some of this rain and wind we've had lately is starting to knock it down, so it's a little bit easier for shooting for people. I mean, it really seems like the grouse are starting to move around a little bit more looking for food, and the woodcock are starting to group up, getting ready for their flight. So if you get in a good habitat, and you'll start to get into some good woodcock numbers as well. So it's looking like a pretty good season. I'm really starting to see quite a few when I've been out myself lately. So it should be shaping up to be a good year.
You've been seeing a lot of birds yourself?
I have, yeah. It started off a little slow, but seems like it's really starting to pick up. We're not in the field as much, so it's been more of my personal time. Just the way everything's going right now, we weren't able to work as much in the field as we do on a typical year, so I didn't get to see as much as I normally would like, but I'm starting to see some birds and seeing birds around my own house, so it's looking like it's going to be a good fall here.
Let's talk a little bit about the habitat that you have there in Iron County, which makes it a destination for a lot of out-of-state hunters. I know a lot of folks come from around the country to hunt specifically around Amasaw, Crystal Falls, Iron County in general. What is it that makes it so special about the habitat there?
It's got a really good mix. It's a lot of sandy country, so we get a lot of aspen and spruce fir mixed in, and that's really what they like. And as a team here, the biologist and myself really like to focus on smaller aspen cuts and really breaking aspen stands up so we get that different age class of aspen in the area. You know, a lot of people look for that 5 to 10-year-old aspen hunting, but you don't just want that. You know, you need brood rearing areas, you need late season areas for them. So we really try to break that up and we really try to manage for grouse. And I think you really see that in the area. And we also have a lot of public land. There's a good mix of state, national forest, and then commercial timberlands here. So it's a nice area. It's good habitat mixed in with a lot of public land. Makes for a really good area for people to grouse and woodcock hunt. And I think that's why we see such a big pull. We're also one of the first areas that people really hit coming from all west. So a lot of those pheasant hunters that come from the Dakotas and Wyoming and Montana, all that area, they hit us first, and they don't like to drive, seems like, all the way across the UP. Since we have such good hunting here, they tend to stay here. So we get a lot of non-residents and a lot of locals as well.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the deer hunting. And let's start with the acorn crop this year. Do you think those oak ridges are pulling a lot of deer out of traditional home areas? Because I got a lot of people complaining that deer just suddenly disappeared from their trail cams.
Yeah, they will. If you're in an area where they have an access to a good acorn crop, they're definitely going to go a long ways for that. I've heard that in the past, that deer will disappear off cameras. At this time of year, they're really starting to really transition from that summer pattern into that fall, getting ready for pre-rut. So they're trying to pack on pounds right now, knowing they're not going to be eating the next couple of weeks very much. So you're going to see that shift in food resources, as well as that general biology shift of deer kind of switching to where they're going to really plan on rutting and spending most of their fall.
Ryan, I'd like to continue with you later this hour, talk a little bit further about deer hunting, and then also get into the bear and possibly turkey if we could get a little more time from you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wildlife technician out of the Crystal Falls office for the DNR, Ryan McGilvery. Stay tuned, and we'll continue on the Outdoor Show.